Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
My fifth seed, and this might upset some Arrowhead Pride listeners and viewers, is the Kansas City Chiefs. I still have a ton of faith in the Chiefs. I still have a ton of faith in Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And I do think, like, I'm talking myself into this defense a lot more. And we'll see as we get closer and closer to training camp. And I like the depth that they've accumulated at wide receivers. We'll see if somebody can step up and be that consistent playmaker, or if they're just going to spread the ball around. And I do think that we're going to get good Andy Reid this year. I think Andy Reid is going to show up and be really creative this season and try to get back to doing some of the things that he was doing in the pre-Patrick Mahomes eras that I think is going to make everything easier for the Chiefs. Again, it's just that division. And I just think that there's other teams in the division that are just better top to bottom than the Kansas City Chiefs right now. So I don't think the Chiefs are going to, like, I think it's still going to be a close division race, but I think they narrowly lose out on the AFC West and their streak comes to an end and they wind up being the fifth seed in the AFC.
I could see it. I mean, the Chargers are as good as anyone, right? Outside of, you know, head-to-head matchups, you probably put the Bills over them in the AFC, and then the Chargers are right there with them. And everyone in the AFC West has to go through a gauntlet. Plus, you're not talking about, you know, the seeding schedule and how that all impacts, right? So, like, I could totally see the Chiefs falling here, even if they are one of the top two or three most talented teams, you know, in the AFC. The big things I would watch for Kansas City early on, I mean, I want to see what their wide receiver rotation looks like, because I think that'll tell us a lot about what they want to do on offense. Like, if it's MVS and Juju out there a ton with Josh Gordon, one of the things people didn't talk about last year, when Josh Gordon was out there, he was basically out there as a run blocker. Like, you could pretty much tell when they were going to run and use their wide receiver as run blockers because Josh Gordon was out there. If it's Juju, MVS, and, like, Gordon is getting in some reps with Mecole Hardman, that tells me, like, they want to go, like, more RPO stuff, right? And maybe that's what they need, right? We talked about all last season how great their scripts looked when they were just, like, a focused team that was running, you know, dink and dunk passes, basically, down the field, controlled, and then it just sputters out of control at some point, like, in the second half, and it just turns into backyard football. Seeing that offensively will kind of tell me the direction of the team. And then defensively, I think the big thing is just, like, Chris Jones is finally going to be able to play interior full time again the entire season, which, like, that was a wacky experiment last year. They had to do it because they didn't have a lot of pass rushing depth. But, like, it's nice that you guys got Karloftis so that Jones could play inside now full time.
Yeah, that experiment did not go well. The Chiefs basically neutralized their best pass rusher by moving him outside last season.
Not just best pass rusher, like a top five interior lineman. Yeah. Like the guy that you're paying millions on top of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, the Chiefs by far have the hardest schedule in the NFL too, not even when you're factoring in how difficult the division is. Like, they don't have a pushover win until November, until like the middle of November when they face the Jacksonville Jaguars. Like, their schedule is absolutely insane. So I just think it's going to be a tough year, but I'm never going to discount a Patrick Mahomes led football team. So I think they're still easily a playoff team.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show, wherever you get your podcasts.